John, 3-hour hearings in Tampa, Davie, and Tallahassee. Why are we having them over something that I thought was already decided, and that's Common Core?
Yeah, we're 3 years into adopting the Common Core and transitioning to these new standards, but there's been some growing criticisms of the standards from both folks on the political right and the political left. Last month, Governor Rick Scott decided, well, maybe we should listen to some of these criticisms and have a public hearing. So this is what the Florida Department of Education has set up. Education Commissioner Pam Stewart has said she doesn't expect a whole lot of major changes to come out of these hearings, but Common Core, the recommendations are up to 15% of the content can be decided by the state. And so, you know, you may see some minor tweaks to the standards.
Critics already complaining about these hearings before they even happen. They don't like the format. But John, a hearing's a hearing, right or wrong?
The format is going to make it difficult for folks who want to have kind of a substantive discussion about this. Originally, these opposition groups were told, well, you'll have 3 minutes per person to speak about the standards. Now, what we're hearing is that they'll just divide the time up among the number of people who show up. What the critics say is that this won't allow for a substantive debate. I talked with Sandra Stotsky, who used to work in Massachusetts and helped develop the standards there that served as a model for Common Core. She says that we want to have a discussion about these standards, and the format isn't really conducive.
But that certainly doesn't allow for discussion or questioning or feedback. So it's a very poor public process.
Here's a comparison. My colleagues at State Impact Indiana reported on Common Core hearings in that state earlier this year, and they had an 8-hour hearing so that the critics could really get into all these details, ask all the questions, and the back and forth. The Common Core critics here in Florida are worried they're really not going to be able to ask tough questions of the folks who support the standards.
John, one conspicuous absence at these hearings, nobody from the Jeb Bush camp, the big backer of Common Core?
Yeah, that's a really interesting coincidence because of the way these hearings were scheduled. Governor Bush, whose foundation is one of the biggest and most influential supporters of Common Core, he's hosting a national education summit next week in Boston. So his staff, the professionals who work for him who do the research and can really defend this stuff, they're not going to be there. Now, they are organizing some teachers and some other folks who support the standards to be at some of these public events. On the other side, they're going to have some folks who have been kind of traveling the country as the primary voices against Common Core. The critics kind of argue, hey, we're just parents. We're not really experts in some of this stuff. So they would like to have some professional help, and they're going to bring those folks in.
John O'Connor of State Impact Florida, thanks for another Common Core update.
Thank you.